In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Since quarantine started in March, I would be lying to you if I said that I didn't miss baseball. I miss everything about the game. The crack of the bat, the smack of a ball hitting a leather glove, and the opportunity to argue with Don about who the better New York baseball team is. The Yankees with their 27 championship rings, or the Mets with two, not even enough to fill one hand. During this time, I have found myself watching some of my favorite baseball movies to fill this void. One of which is the movie 42, which highlights the historic 1947 season in which Jackie Robinson debuted for the Brooklyn Dodgers and became the first African-American baseball player in the major leagues. My favorite character in the Jackie Robinson story is Branch Rickey, who was an executive of the Brooklyn Dodgers and the one responsible for signing Robinson to a historic contract. The movie 42 shows the process that was taken to make sure that the Dodgers signed the right ball player to break the color barrier. Mr. Rickey wanted this player to be talented, fearless, and willing to be a pioneer in the sport of baseball. And Robinson was just that, a four-sport athlete at UCLA, a commissioned Army officer who refused to sit in the back of a military bus. As Branch Rickey said, he resents segregation, and if he were white, we would call that spirit. Rickey wanted a player who had the guts not to fight back. He knew that the enemy of racism was going to do everything it could to tear Robinson down, to make him say that he couldn't do it anymore. In the movie, Rickey says, "We win if the world is convinced of two things, that you are a fine gentleman and a great baseball player." Rickey was a valiant ally in the fight against racism. Someone who knew that signing a black player could anger a nation in which baseball was considered its national pastime. Someone who knew that nobody would be on his side, no owners, no umpires, and very few journalists. He was willing to take a stand and implement change in a world that needed it, even if that meant losing his job and having the baseball world hate him and the Brooklyn Dodgers organization. I often wondered if Branch Rickey was worried that his plan wouldn't work out, that he would be penalized for his belief that baseball in the world needed to change. I am sure that he was worried. But he also said, "Never surrender opportunity for security." The time was now, and he took the leap of faith that he felt called to do. He used his power and influence to help advance the conversation around racial inequality. He was only able to do this alongside a player like Jackie, who saw baseball as a means to a larger end. A player who would later urge his fellow black teammates to speak out against racism and protest their exclusion from team hotels and restaurants in more segregated cities. Were both Branch Rickey and Jackie Robinson taking a risk? Yes. However, it was a risk worth taking. In today's gospel, we are reminded that as disciples of Christ, we are given the commission to expand the ministry of Jesus. And in doing so, we are going to have to take risks. Jesus trusts us and needs us to continue his message of love and acceptance in the world. Despite the unlikelihood of us achieving the tasks that Jesus could easily do on his own, And despite the risk of human error, Jesus sends us out into the world. A world that, in the midst of a global pandemic, as well as a great awakening in the racial inequality that has crippled the progress of our nation. The past 3 months have been a difficult and heart-wrenching period in our nation's history, and yet Jesus still sends us out. Jesus was a living example to his disciples of what needed to be done in the world. When he commissioned them to cast out unclean spirits and heal every person who was ill and suffering, the disciples must have thought that these tasks were achievable. They had seen Jesus do these things. However, Jesus didn't stop there. He continued by telling them that they would have to experience poverty. They would come into confrontation, and the mission would appear to be a failure much of the time. I wonder if the disciples reconsidered their decision to follow Jesus once he had told them this. Jesus gave his disciples restrictions on what they could do. Although Jesus went into every city and village, the disciples were restricted to go nowhere near the Gentiles and enter no Samaritan town. Jesus went into every synagogue to preach, but he warned the disciples that some houses would not welcome them. He told the disciples they would be met with persecution and hatred. Jesus knew what he was sending the disciples out as lambs into, the midst of wolves, but he trusted them. He trusted them because they were equipped with the Holy Spirit who was speaking through them. Both Jackie Robinson and Branch Rickey knew what they were up against when Jackie Robinson put on that Dodger uniform and stepped onto Ebbets Field for the first time. The racial slurs, the mistreatment by teammates and opponents, and umpires making unjust rulings on the field based on the color of his skin. But they were willing to take the risk that would pay off for the future of the nation and the game of baseball. Robinson and Rickey trusted one another that together they could help change the world. Jesus believes in us. We are equipped with the Holy Spirit to spread the message of Jesus Christ to a world that desperately needs it. We will be met with hatred, confrontation, and those who adamantly want to bring each other down. Yet Jesus still wants us to do his work. He sends us out confidently and trusts that because we are armed with the Holy Spirit, we can do great things. Some of you may be thinking that it might have been easy for the disciples because they were walking alongside Jesus and they witnessed him healing and performing miracles. However, we are just people. We are not the disciples. Although Jesus has confidence in us, I don't always have that same confidence in myself. As the world has crashed in around us, it has become difficult to believe and trust that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, who is supposed to propel us into discipleship. The coronavirus has confined us all inside our homes. Personally, it has dramatically altered Marissa's and my wedding plans and indefinitely delayed my ordination to the priesthood. We are all adjusting to a new normal. We are in the midst of a global awakening around racial inequality, and people are at their wits' end with the current structures that suppress people of color. How are we supposed to make a difference in issues that are much larger than ourselves? Confidence is hard to come by when our ability to recharge and tend to our own mental health and safety has been hindered. Our experience of walking into Grace Church and praying after a long, stressful day at work, our long subway commutes spent listening to a podcast or music, and my personal favorite, of going out to a ball game with friends. The moments we spend recharging ourselves to go out and lead a world of change have been almost non-existent. Our discipleship of others has been impacted and altered in ways we hadn't anticipated. However, it might be difficult to imagine our making a difference, but Jesus still sends us out. He still sends us into the streets to protest the injustices that are so ingrained in American society we don't even see them. He still sends us out to reach out to communities that have been ravaged by COVID-19. He still sends us out to call fellow parishioners and check on them during their time of need. He still calls us to be examples of Christ in the world because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I've spent some time in the past few weeks really thinking about how I can make a difference in a time like this. How can I, a white male, be an ally for the black community? I have come to the conclusion that conversation is the first step. I spoke with my friends of color on how I can best support them in this moment and in the future. It has also been beneficial to have conversations in our Sunday forum, women's Bible study, and 20s and 30s gatherings about the issues at hand. We are all joined in an effort of how we can put our best foot forward in our journey of becoming a community that is accepting of all God's children. It will require us to take risks. Having difficult conversations with friends and family, reaching outside of our comfort zones to communities that don't look like us. We as a nation have to look at our systems and structures in place and see how they have contributed to the current racial inequalities that have separated God's children. God is calling us to act just as we are. We are being sent out like sheep into the midst of wolves. I was lucky to have a conversation with a parishioner this past week about the recent events in our country. She told a wonderful story that has continued to pull at my heart. She said that when the protests first began, she heard and saw them fill the streets, and she looked out her window and realized that she had to walk out her front door and join them. She couldn't stay inside while a movement that she cared about was happening right outside of her window. When she told this story, it sounded as though she was walking out the door with the Holy Spirit guiding her steps. She realized that this is how she can act. This is how she can expand the ministry of Jesus. It wasn't what she planned to do that day, but it was what she felt the Spirit pulling her toward. April 15th, 2004, was the beginning of a new baseball tradition called Jackie Robinson Day. It is a day when the MLB honors the life and career of the player who broke baseball's color barrier in 1947. All players, coaches, and managers on all 30 teams wear Robinson's number 42. It is the only day that the number can be worn by any team because it is retired across the MLB. It is something simple that the league does to honor such an important person who saw baseball as a vehicle for greater change to happen in the world. However, I see it as a step towards spreading the message of love and acceptance to the world. Recognizing the sacrifice and risk that was taken by Jackie Robinson and Branch Rickey, a risk that was certainly worth taking. I firmly believe that Rickey took the risk because he was a Christian. There's a wonderful scene in the movie where we get a glimpse of his Christianity. When talking about Robinson, Branch Rickey says, "He's a Methodist, I'm a Methodist, and God's a Methodist. We can't go wrong." He trusted that if he took this holy risk, Jesus was going to go with him and the Spirit would do the rest. Jesus sends us out into the world to carry out his message. We are armed with the Holy Spirit into a world that could use a little more love and acceptance. A world that could use more people who are fueled by the Holy Spirit to act as disciples of Christ. A world that may come at us with hatred, but Jesus still sends us out into the world. Because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Amen.